literature of Narsim. Like I said yesterday, there are two things in the Gemara. One is to understand Shibud HaDor of Narsim, and the second thing is to understand the connection of Shibud HaDor of Narsim to our Sugya. We'll try to do both today. The first was to try to understand Shibud HaDor of Narsim. What is Shibud HaDor of Narsim? It's A O Z and B O Z, so C can collect from A. The first question was, what's the Chiddush of Shibud HaDor of Narsim? What's the big Chiddush? If B O C, so B has a house, C could run a night. If B has a car, C could run a night. If B has a whatever he has, there's a bank account, so C could run a night for B. Whatever B has, C could run a night. This is karka of Meshubit. Only karka is Meshubit with a kucha. But the Balchay could run a night anything from a someone owes you money. You can take away, well, you can go to bed and they'll take away anything from him. Take away his furniture, they'll take away his, they'll take away anything that he owns to pay up the fine. So what's the Kiddush that they can take away, that they can take away fine? If A owes B, so B owns the fine. So what is the Kiddush of Rav Nachman that we have this new concept called Shibud HaDor of Narsim? That's the main issue, the main question. And telling his dad is Tyson. Tyson has two opinions as to whether B could be Michael, whether B could be Michael A. And I keep on saying ABC, I assume you know what I'm talking about. But I get confused about which one's A and which one's C, but at least B is easy, right? So A of B and B of C. So the issue in Tysus is whether B could be Michael A. Tysus, the beginning of Tysus, holds that for sure B could be Michael A. He's the one who lends him the money. So Avadi could be Michael. Tysus brings a raya from Hamaycha Shtarcha and B'chaveira. Also an ABC case where A owed money to B and B stole the Shtarcha to C. That's Tysus' raya. The Tysus, the second part of Tysus is, Tysus says, no, maybe the Chiddush does not work. It only works by the Chiddush Star 5, which is only the Rabbanan. But the SM, B can't be Michael. Which pshat is more simple? Which sheet is more of a stabber? The simple pshat is the first way, right? Simple smarter would tell you that B could be Michael A. No? Okay. As far as it's tell you know, if you ask anybody, if B could be Michael, I think yesterday most of the guys here felt that Avada was the question of course B could be Michael. And he's the one that lent him the money. Yes, Tyson brings a sheet that Mechila does not work. But the concise sees in this the key to Shibud HaDor. The concise definition in the beginning of Sinan Peivav Aleph, Mechadesh, that Shibud HaDor of Narsim tells us that A owes C, that Reuven owes Levi. Directly, Shibud HaDor of Narsim creates a hischaivus from Reuven to Levi. Of course, this is all Shimon doesn't have money. Shimon has money. Shimon pays. Shimon doesn't have money. Then is a hischaivus from Reuven to Levi, and it's a direct hischaivus from Reuven to Levi. The name of Mechila doesn't help. The male of Shimon can't be Michael anymore. Shimon's out of the picture. Shibud HaDor of Narsim takes Shimon out of the picture, and the male is not sharpened to be Michael. The fight becomes the address of the fight that's also like. And the Ritzvah now, Gemara seems to say this. So it says it more clearly, but the Ritzvah seems to say this. And the Tzai brings a riot from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. We pass in that the middleman cannot be Michael. Shimon can't be Michael. Cannot be Michael. Shulchan Aruch says, why? Why is it that Shimon can't be Michael? Sheharei poka hashibud sheyesh l'shimon alevi. Not the foot. Sheharei poka hashibud. The shibud is removed from Shimon to Levi. The
says all the Taita Shita that Shibud of Yom Rashid is a very good Kiddush. The Kiddush that Shimon is removed from the picture, and suddenly it's like a Kaisers from Reuven to Leah. And that's the Kiddush of the Zakat of Bashar Hashemah. Christ brings another raya to this. Not Kamina, but it's a raya. What happens if you have this case? You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Right? So Levi or Shimon, Shimon owns Reuven. So Levi is supposed to pay Reuven. What happens if Levi went and he was told he should pay Reuven? And he said, I don't want to do that. He went and he paid Shimon. And Shimon took the money and whatever. He went and he had a party with it. The money's gone. Who does Reuven run after now? Does Reuven run after Shimon, and does Reuven run after Levi? So, Levi paid Shimon, and Shimon has no money left. Can Reuven go after Levi now? So, for us, it's better that Reuven can take Levi to dinner. Because they have other money than Levi. That makes sense, only according to the Tzitzis. So the finish is that AOC, or in this case, Levi, owes Reuven. So Levi owes Reuven, and Levi went ahead and paid Shimon, so he still owes Reuven. He paid the wrong man. So Levi still owes Reuven, and the Mela, he should put up Levi to Reuven, still exists. Because the Reuven is going to Levi. Has money, she could have nothing, doesn't apply, then Reuven goes to Shimon. You never today on the counseling from someone who has cash. If you owe me money and you have cash, and I say I want to take your car, if you owe me money, I can't really take your car.
That's
what I'm saying. If Shimon has the money, he has the money, it's just that Shimon ate it. There's no money left. At the time Levi paid Shimon, he had no business paying Shimon. But the moment Levi owed Shimon, Levi owed Reuven
naturally.
You're asking that once Shimon has the money, then it should be Reuven. I believe the site holds that once you bring some atonement, that once Levi owes Reuven, even if Shimon gets money later, Reuven will be right away. That's right. Once it goes to, well, he has to protect Shimon too, but he has a right to take from Reuven. From Levi, once the Shimon does nothing, applies, it's supposed to be called. So this is, so the Tzais basically has two very strong rights. One is from the Chila, that Shimon's Mechila doesn't help. The second is from the fact that if Levi paid Shimon, that Reuven has a right still to go after Reuven. Here's the letter. There's a third raya from the Taz. The Taz, if what's the din, if Reuven is Michael Levi, Levi or Shimon, Shimon owes Reuven. And when it says, I'm Michael Levi, is the Mechila Chal? Let's change his mind a day later. That is not Mechila Chal. Hashtus, the Mechila should not be Chal. If there would be another case of Shibudim, let's say you owe me money, and you sold the karka to Lekuchen. I have a right to go get it. And I'm Michael to Lekuchen. Tomorrow I change my mind. Mechila on Shibudim is not Chalayt, but I want it, I want my nine. No such thing as being mindful of Shiva. It's not chal and mechila on something that's not, the person doesn't owe me money. Mechila is only chal if somebody owes me something. Right? Mechila, if you don't owe me money, and I'm mindful of you $100, I don't suddenly have to pay you $100. That's the thing. Mechila is only if you owe me something, when I'm mindful, it's chal. What I'm talking about because I think there are a lot of people's minds. Once you Michael someone, say Michael someone, and finish. The Chila generally is nothing, it's just words. If I'm Michael you something that you don't owe me, if I say, say you're my worker, and I say I'll pay you tomorrow even if you don't come to work, I could change my mind later. I could change my mind. If I say, even if you're renting for me, I say next month you don't have to pay rent. I'm Michael the rent. There's nothing chal. The chila is only chal if you already owe me something. The chila is chal. You don't owe me something, Michael. Michael doesn't mean anything. Michael only means something if you owe me something. So if Levi owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Reuven, and Reuven says, I'm Michael Levi, and then the day Levi wants to change his mind, it's the Torah saying a very big chiddush that Reuven is the chila is chal. The Torah calls that Reuven's mechila to Levi is chal, which the Ktzai says God Mashiach was his shita, because there's a hischaimus from Levi to Reuven. Levi owes it to Reuven. The truth is that the Beis Shmuel was Matzmiya on the Torah. The Beis Shmuel is Matzmiya on the Torah, and Ebenezer, and the Tzadik Vav. And he says, you know what he's talking about. How can you be Michael someone who doesn't owe you anything? But the Ktzai says that the Torah is right. Reuven can be Michael Levi because he is owed. He is owed the money. It's another afternoon. Fourth afternoon. We have three. First afternoon is the Shimon could be Michael. Second thing was if first one was if he could be Michael. The second thing was if Levi pays Shimon about the afternoon. The third thing was if Reuven could be Michael. It's a fourth afternoon. Somebody owes you money. He says, I don't have any money. But Levi owes me. You know what you would do usually? What would you do? You're a friend. He owes you money. He doesn't have any money. He says, well, Levi owes me. Most people would do is they tell Shimon, all right, you take Levi to the tyrant. Get the money and give it to me. But nobody wants to bother going to the tyrant. So normally, Reuven would tell Shimon, look, you don't have money. I understand. Go be today a Levi and pay him. Truman says that Reuven cannot force Shimon to Manai Levi. If Reuven wants to get the money from Levi, he has to go after himself. He cannot, if Shimon doesn't want to go after Levi, then Reuven can't force him to. That's the concise you see from this. That the chayv is from Levi to Reuven. If it's a din that Levi has to pay Shimon and Shimon has to pay Reuven, then Shimon should be the Baal Bar. He should be the one that goes after him. This is a limit, but that is, like I said, the chayfa moving between Levi and Reuven. This is all the sheet of the Ktzai. The stifler of Sakin, Simon Chavdalin in the new print, I think it's Simon Chavdimo, the print I have at home. Stifler disagrees with the Ktzai. Certainly holds that it's not a double passion. Go from A to C. And the main raya of the cipher is from the following case, which comes from a Sugya Pesachim. The halacha is, at least the din of the Gemara, is that from Yisraelim, you can only manai the Shabbatim. If a person is alive, owes you money, you can manai. Anything. You can manai karka, cash. You don't have cash, you don't have karka. You can manai anything. You take away his car, you take away his furniture. There's a din of the sadim about life. There's a certain minimum you have to leave it. But generally, you can take away, if he owes you money, he doesn't want to pay, you can take away any of the things he owes. The tafali the yasmi is not the sugar. The yasmi, whose father owed money, you can only take away, the din of the Gemara is that you can only take away karkais and not the talis. It's not possible to take away the talis. So there's a case where Reuven owed Shimon, and Shimon owed Levi, and Shibud the Jarmah. Shimon had no money. And then, get this, Shimon died. Maybe he's still alive, and Reuven's still alive. The middle person died, Shimon died. Can Reuven get the compliment from Levi? Is that being clear? Can Reuven go after Levi's metabolism? Levi says, I have no cash, I have no character. Shimon has nothing, he has no character, no cash, no nothing. So Reuven wants to go after Levi's metabolism. Can he go after Levi's metabolism? The Tosfos there says no. Reuven cannot go after Levi's metabolism. What's the logic to that? The logic to it is, Levi doesn't know it. Levi owes Shimon. If Levi pays Shimon the tarpaulin, Shimon is dead. If Shimon gets the tarpaulin, Reuven can't get the tarpaulin from Shimon. Because the tarpaulin be asking like a shtati. So if Reuven can't get the tarpaulin from Shimon, he can't get the tarpaulin from Reuven who owes it to Shimon. That's the cipher. If you're going to learn like the Christ, it shouldn't be true. If Reuven owes Levi, if Levi owes Reuven directly, if the chayav is from Reuven to Levi directly, then who cares if Shimon's dead or alive? Who cares if he's dead or alive? I'm sure he cares if he's dead or alive, but the guy should really have nothing, so why should it matter? Who cares? If the sky say Alamai, the sight of the sight is at least not the sheet of everybody. But you see from this fact in that Reuven Shin, Levi or Shin, and Shin knows Reuven. It's not true that the fight is a direct disciple. Therefore, the disciple takes a different opinion. The disciple answers at least one of the rayas of the Zeis, the second raya, the case where Levi paid Shimon. Levi went ahead and paid Shimon. So Tanakh says Reuven can go after Levi. How could he go after Levi? Was it Levi paid him? He paid Shimon. The fact of the time is that if you look in the Makar, this is the Makar is the Tshuvas Harash. If you look up the Tshuvas Harash, the Taka says that if Levi paid Shimon, which you should not have done, Reuven can go after Levi. Why? The Rosh says because he's a mazik, Shibudei Shachaveri. Levi's a mazik. Levi owes Shimon. Shimon owes Reuven. By Levi giving the money to Shimon, he was mazik Reuven. Reuven had a right to get his money straight from Levi. And now, by paying it directly to Shimon, you're mazik Reuven. You're mazik Shibudei Shachaveri. He's a mazik to Shimon of Reuven. So therefore, that's why Reuven can go after Levi. Not like the Christ says, because the fight is direct. But it's not direct. Levi owes Shimon, Shimon owes Reuven. The reason that you can go after the Chayiv if Levi pays Shimon is because Levi is Mazakil. He's Gerim a Hezek. Gerim? He's Gerim you a Hezek. By Levi paying the money to Shimon, it came out that Levi, that Reuven wouldn't be able to collect. So this is how he answers this. So we have here a Machlokes of how Shibudei Rav Nosson works. And the Shibudei Rav Nosson creates his chayvus from Levi to Reuven, C to A, or whether it's sort of just another type of shibud. There is an in-between day, between what the site says and what the disciple says, that is in Sivis. Sivis says that it remains Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuven. A lady gets a din arvus. The arvus is a guarantor. Guarantor has certain dinim like the laida, certain dinim not like the laida. But the deceiver sort of wants to find a middle ground, being a raya for hacha and lahacha, and he wants to say that it has a din of an arvus, which helps for certain things, doesn't help for other things, but basically, this is the shakla of the tariff here. As a magic, Shibudei Shachaveira is if Reuven couldn't manai from Shimon. So now he had only one way to manai this place.
by you dissolving the chayiv, and maybe dissolving that chayiv, you're causing that Reuven came on ice. Similar to one of the cases of Garmi is the Hatsayrish Terasa Shafadera. Someone owes me money, and you burn my shtar, which is my proof that someone owes me money. So you call the Garmi. You have to pay me. And if the person will pay the chayiv anyway, you don't have to pay me, but if the person refuses to pay, you're a magic. Till now I could have mandai my chayiv, but now I can't. When Levi gives his money away, what he's doing is, till now Reuven could have mandai his chayiv. He had a way of collecting. Now, when Levi pays Shimon, he dissolves the chayiv. And now, Reuven has no way of collecting. And the Nela, your majesty would have shahadat. This is the basic hakira regarding Shabbos Rebbe. Yeah. You have to come into the connection to our Gemara. First, just Pashup Shah. How does it come into our Gemara? It all started with a case of Shtar Ramana. What was the case of Shtar Ramana? Rav Kahana said, Rav Kahana Marad, right? What was it? So Rav Yehuda Marad. Rav Yehuda Marad said, Hai Mishtar Ramana, who's that? Ain't my name. Right? That's how we got into this. The Kamarna. Who said Shtar Ramana, who's that? He said, if the Malva is saying, tell them what's wrong. What's the Gemara's heritage? You have three surahs. You're now in the middle of the three. Right? Rav has said, one of them is the Kamalaiva. Now, Shabbudah Rav Nathan is a bias heritage. One of them is the Kamar Malva. The Malva says it's the Shtar Ramana. If the Malva says the Shtar Ramana, so it's Halel of Bracha. What's the problem? The problem is it's Chav Lachri. This Malva is Shimon. You have Reuven Shimon Levi. And Shimon is saying that the money which Levi owes me, purportedly owes me, is a fake. And this is really a Shtar Ramana. And he doesn't owe it to me. So Chav Lachri, since he's being Machai and causing a hesitant to Reuven, he's not believed. He can't be believed to say Levi doesn't owe him money. There's a Shtar that says Levi owes the money. The Shtar is signed by witness. Because the Malva says that the Shtar is phony, he's not believed. He's Chav Lachri, he's causing a hesitant to Reuven. This is what it says here in the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Ran. Ran, which is very gay also to describe it. So page 5 in the rear. It's probably about 15 or 20 lines from the bottom. It says in parentheses, "Daf Mem on the base." Shoshanok about the hey, "Daf Mem on the base." Near the beginning of a line. Right opposite where the Hagoyes Habach begins on the column. The word the Itayma. All I'm going to learn here is a Tasha and a Teretz in the Ran, two lines. But the two lines are important, first because of the Tasha, which is important. And secondly, because of the Teretz. So the Itayim says, "Here's your cash." Well, Balad Rav Nosson, Nami Hab Lachel. What do you need Shibud Rav Nosson for? Even without Shibud Rav Nosson, it's Chav Lachrini. Why? The He Day, you might see him, he's ever nice and lazette. Kozman, Shalay Yisrael, Lulaiva. It's Takachru, that without Shibud Rav Nosson, I wouldn't take from Levi and give it to Ruvay, as long as Shimon is not the Vayla Leiva. So come on. Shisroim ha-malva be-bezdin. When the malva, that means Reuven, will come to Bezdin with a taina. Lama la yigvu lai chayim seh. Shehen shei magdim lai shayim nechasav. Fact around, Bezdin would manayin any nechasav. They would manayin a car or furniture, anything he had. So they would manayin the chayim too. So even if you disagree with Shibudu Dramas, let's say, oh, there's not such thing as Shibudu Dramas. Our Gemara is still good. It's Chav Lachrini. Why? Because in our Gemara, we say Reuven of Shimon, Shimon of Levi. Shimon is trying, sorry, I was saying Levi of Shimon, Shimon of Reuven. And Shimon, the middleman, is saying Shtar Amana.
that the Shabbos made. Because he has it to Reuven. Because he has it to Reuven. So, why did Nishibu the Grav Nosin? That's the wrong Tasha. Who needs Shibu the Grav Nosin? He's saying, even without Shibu the Grav Nosin. Lama Layid Vamai Chayi Zesh, Shem Shem Ag Vamai Shah and the Chasav. They would mana in the Chayi like they would mana in anything. So, what do I need Shibu the Grav Nosin in this Gemara for? So you emphat the Ran, Yeshwai Ran. Yishtarai, Lav, B'nei, Guvayin, and Inu, She'ein, Gufan, Mamin. The Paul, She'ein, Gufan, Mamin, Ein, Bezdin, Magdin, Lai. U'mei, Hach, Hashem, Inu, Lai. This Gemara is the Chiddush of the new Yisrael of the Ran. The Ran Yisrael is that Yishtarai, Lav, B'nei, Guvayin, and Inu. That Yishtarai, are not something you come on either. Forgetting about Shibuddha, if not the Shibuddha Dravna, if there were no such thing as Shibuddha Dravna, then what? Then we make a take Shimon to bed. Say, whatever Shimon owns, I want a manai. Whatever he owns, I want a manai. And I come on anything that's proof by mammon, cash, karka, metalphalin, but not starim, not money he's owed. Money is owed, you couldn't manai. Shibuddha Drav Nasan is mechadesh that you could manai. Sorry, even though it's not proof by name. This is the Ran Shita. The Ran Shita is that shtarais are not something that you could manai. Tremendous nafkamina and din in this Ran. What? Shtar is good that Shimon could manai from Levi with a shtar. But it's not Meshubi, it's a Ruvay. Reuven can't take Shimon's star rights away from him. Shimon has a star of lady owes him money. That's not Gufay Mammon. It's not Meshubbat to a fight. And he can't, Reuven can't take it. So what does that mean? If somebody owes you money, you want to take away, someone owes you money, a lady owes him. Could you money from lady? What do we say? You can money from lady, why? Because of Shibuddha Drav Nasan. If not the Shibuddha Drav Nasan, of regular Dinei Gviyas Chayvah, you could not manai. That's what we're saying there. Of regular Dinei Gviyas Chayvah, you can't manai Mishnah. Only of Shibuddha Drav Nasan. There's tremendous nakamina in this. What happens if you owe me money? I want a manai, you have nothing. One thing you have is that someone else owes you money. But it's not due yet. You have a bond. You have a municipal bond that's due in 20 years. And you owe me money. If I come to you and I say, pay. They have no money. I have no karka. I have no metalphalin. Can I manai your bond? What did he say? According to this round, I can't manai. I can't manai shtar. Just to ask them, I can't manai the shtar. Shtar is not gufay mammon. Only time I could manai is Shibuddha Drav Nasan. But Shibuddha Drav Nasan is only true if it's time to pay. If it's time for lady to pay the chai, if the lady doesn't have to pay for another 20 years. It's not shy to tell Shibuddha Drav Nasan. I can't collect from someone who doesn't have to pay. If Reuven is money after Shimon, Shimon made a 5-year loan to Levi. So Reuven can't come to Levi and say, pay now, because Levi doesn't owe the money yet. And he owes it, but he doesn't have to pay it yet until the loan is due. So any shtar, any bond, or any IOU, which is not due yet, according to the Shita Saran, I cannot manai from a Leiva. My Leiva owns paper. I can't manai from it. Paper chayvus. What? Even with Shibuddha Drav Nasan, that only works on loans which are already due. Loans which are due, so maybe you have to pay Shimon, so Shimon has to pay Reuven. But nafkamina will be loans which are not due. Loans which are not due for another 10 years. And that loan has a market value. You can take a bond that's due in 20 years and sell it. Sell it at a discount. But you can sell it. But Afaki Kang, the Ran Shita is, Sarai Flav the Nagel, Vaina Ninu Yikem on Aisha. Shita's Harash, and the Shulchan Aruch passes this way to the Kabbalah, is that it's not this way. It's that Sarai are the Nagel Vaina. And if you owe me money, I can run on your bonds and I can run on your items. The Gemara says that you cannot be Mekadosh Isha with a milk. A person cannot be Mekadosh a woman with a lump. That seems to be a raya. Which way? You see your eyes to the ground? If you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with the loan, why can't you be Mekadosh Isha with a loan? Why isn't value, it has a value? It seems to be a raya that to the ground that the rights are not considered money. We have to bring an answer to Rosh Hashanah. Remember, it's in our semantic in the contribution. That it's not a raya. Because really, you only can't. When the Gemara says you can't be Mekadosh Isha with a loan, it means if a woman owes you money, you want to be Mekadosh Isha with the money she owes you, that doesn't work. Because there's no Hanoah she's getting. Her Hanoah is that she doesn't have to pay. There's no tangible Hanoah that she's getting. But to be Mekadosh with somebody else's loan, that the Rosh Hashanah certainly can. It's only with her loan that she can. Now the Ran brings a very interesting shaila. If two people, let's say I owe you $100 and you owe me $100. How did that happen? I borrowed $100 from you and it's due in 5 years. During the 5 years, if you wanted $100, I don't want to pay my 5 years. If you borrowed $100 from me, I wrote you a stock. So why we bother doing it, I'm not sure, but that's what happened. You have a star, I owe you $100. I have a star that you owe me $100. So what should we do logically? Just trade stars and finish. But what happens if you have a piece of good carbon? I would like to buy that carbon. I know you don't have cash. I want to go to Bezel with my star, and I'd like to get this piece of land. You call, you say, I have a star. I'll tell you, I don't want the shtar. I want your land. I owe you money. Fine. I'll give you a piece of my land. I happen to have faith in it. I'll give you a piece of my ordinary land. I'm going to want to have from you a piece of your good land. Can a person do that? So take a look here at the Ran. The Ran brings in the very next word. It says, Dr. Kufyun in parentheses. Hachi nami mukhas b'slech mechelten. He's a raya from the end of our Masechta. Gavi beishe tiyu shtafei zelda. Two people took out by this one or the other. $100 to you, $100 to me. Damina, Zegaiva, the Zegaiva. The thing is, a strange thing, that we could, I money on your karka, you money on my karka. Why? Why do I money on your karka? Why can't you pay me with the shtar? Elamai is a raya, is up the run. That shtar is Bob and Nego Vine. Stories are not something to pay chayvus with. He says, they are. How can I force you to give me karkish? Just give me the shtar. But the Ran, it's a raya that stories love the negu vayda, you know? Well, chayvus seems to be a very strong raya, even more so than from Adamari. How do you get out of this raya? Is there any logical reason? If I owe you $100 and you owe me $100, I should take away my karka and I can't give you a shot. But if I have a star, why can't I give you a shot? If I have cash, I'm going to get a star. The star is not due there.
Is that
the case then? Peshe tuchin. Moshe is mashe, they're both kai. Peshe tiu, star praise all that. Mashe, they're both due. Zegar, they're zegar, obviously, it's due. Wait, so the way around this, the way to answer the Rosh Hashitah, how much is a shtar worth? You have a shtar, someone owes you $100. How much is someone going to pay you for it? What's the shtar hashuk? Of a shtar of $100. No one's going to pay you $100 for it. You have to be a fool. Gives you $100, then he gets $100. So that's not a business. Right? We shot up everything by shtar hashuk. All dine mamon, we shot up by market value. Why does $100 shtar work? $90. $80, depending on how solid the life is. Dr. Rosh, it's not a raya from Dr. Kufyut, from this case of two people outside this one or the other. If you owe me $100, then I owe you $100. You want to give me a shtar, the reason I don't have to take the shtar is because the shtar is not worth $100. Because the shtar is shook of a $100 shtar is only $90. If you owe me $100, I'm not obligated to take a $90 shtar and $10 worth of cards. I'm entitled to get it paid in one form. The mayor took the rush. That's why the deal is that you can't force each other to the other person to take the shtar. It's not the full value. If nothing on it would be the full value, then you couldn't.
The
Shavuot of Nasa told him that he's actually give him cash. Well, if he will give him just a star, then Machinam, you go bring the star shook up or something. Alright, so this is a Machlokes Ram and Rosh. It starts to make Levina Ninu. I'm fairly sure that we pass him like the Rosh because the Ram seems like a tremendous Kiddush. Shulchan Mechav is certainly passing like the Rosh. And we therefore pass in Shavuot of Abinei Levina. And you come on, I start it. You check the star. Someone owes you money. If you take away someone who's given a check. A check star, right? I check the shoe for a different time. Oh, if you're willing to take a check, you're allowed to take. Our only question is, you report. Check it.
Or
are
you
going to
receive
$100? 100% right. A star that's worth 110, a star says 110, if market value is 100, you can take. So you lend someone $100, he can give you back a star that's for 110. The Rambam says, Zeru min advarim, shenirayim teribis, ve'imam ribis. I lend you $100, you give me back the star when someone else owes you 110. You can give me back 110 for 100. Zeru min advarim, shenirayim teribis. It's not ribbis because the shtar was only worth 100. Nobody would pay for a $110 check. The shtar would pay $110. Okay, let's get on to Rabashi's terrace. We have a third terrace in the Gemara. So we had two terraces so far. Okay, we had Rabbi's terrace, which we didn't spend much time talking about. We had the Bishtasha Kosvai, which we talked about earlier. We have a Bayer's terrace. Of Shibudid Rav Nasi. And now we have the third teretz, which is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar Loim of the Kamiyad. Udang Sab Yadan Yaitim and Bokeh Makim. What's the case? Eidim say Shtar Amonim. Leiva Malva and Bezdin. The Malva is Tevei of the Leiva. And the Malva brings in the two Eidim. To verify the star is good. The Eidim say it's a star amon. Why would the Kami Eid? With the Ein Ksav Yadan Yaitim in Mokim Ache. What does that mean? If it's Ksav Yadan Yaitim in Mokim Ache, that would be the safe of our mission, right? Go back to our mission. In our mission we said, if the Eidim say Ksani Mayinu, Sula Mayinu, they're only believed if they have a meaning. They're only believed if they If it's Sav Yad Yaitim Makim Acha, so they have a need. If it's Sav Yad Yaitim Makim Acha, then they're not believed. So Zafi Awa Gemara, why the Kami Yaitim? Would the Sav Yad Yaitim Makim Acha, which means that they do have a legal. Except that the Makarachim means they do have a legal. The comrades on my land have a legal. If they have a legal, and the Tishtar Amana is legal, of course they should be believed. Why aren't they believed? So if you can buy a kid to Rav Kahana. The Amar Rav Kahana, Asr Lai La'adam, Sheyish Ashtar Amana, it's also to keep the Shtar Amana in your house. The fourth document you're not allowed to own, you have to destroy it. The person's not supposed to leave an abla in his house, and therefore what? So why aren't the Eidim believed? Why aren't they believed? Why aren't they believed? It's an abla. Why aren't they believed? There's a Shtar Amana. Why aren't they believed? Huh? Abulay wasn't in the Chazaka. Take a look at the second Rashi. Let's see, Gemara Yom Bei. Baba Sheshes Reider of Yidi Shma Mina Bedrav Kahana. Eidim Shomra Amana Yidim Reinu Einam Amana Mal Tama. Dabu. Given the Abu, Abu Lekasim. I too, I didn't say we did sign it. Why aren't they believed to say we did sign it? The answer is, and you know what the Nesim Atmei Rosh is. Look at the second Rashi in the Amid Beis, Avlo Echasmi, Chi Amri, Fasamnu, Ein Amari Rashi Echasmi. Ein Adem Nesim Atmei Rosh. The person cannot make himself a Rosh and say that he signed a Shtar Amon. So maybe he's not believed. Okay? The two items say Shtar Amon Ozu is Ein Adem Nesim Atmei Rosh, therefore they're not believed. Told me to learn from this Gemara. That if you have Eidim who signed the Shtar Amana, they become Sulei Eidim. Let's say I have two Eidim, I know they signed the Shtar Amana, in an independent case a month ago. They become Sulei, just like another Mab Sulei. People who signed the Shtar Amana are Sulei Eidim. They know them now. Ishaf Mirashim, they come after Rashim, these are Rishayim. So if they're Rishayim, they become Hasulei. That's the Tumim Shim. Sais, Simin Lamed Dalit, sorry, Simin Lamed Hay, Ois Dalit, disagrees. He says, for doing an Avla, you don't become a Rosh. If you postulate this, just because a person does something which he shouldn't do, it doesn't automatically make him postulate. That could be a Rish. Certain to find out that signing a Shtar Amana is not Gezeira. It's an Avla. Signing a Shtar Amana. But besides, it's not true that you become Pasla Aedis for doing an Avla. He brings an interesting raya, because the next Gemara is going to say, Asalad of Shisha Shtapurua B'Tefesa. So I said, you think if someone holds on to a Shtapurua in the town, someone paid him, and he has the IOU in his drawer. He just didn't destroy it. He didn't rip it up. He doesn't say it to my mind again. Do you think he becomes a puzzle item? For the third Avla, what's the third Avla in the Gemara? Secretary Shayna Muga. Someone has a secretary that's not, that has a mistake in it. You hold it in your house for 30 days, Avla. Become puzzle item? You don't become puzzle aided for every Avla you do. People do Avla sometimes, they shouldn't, but they do. Al Gemara says that you're not believed to say Shtar Amana, you know the name of Matri Rasha. Al Gemara is Mashvi, you are a Rasha, if you sign the Shtar Amana, you know the name of Matri Rasha. Gemara is saying, you know the name of Matri Rasha, you can't say you're signing the Shtar Amana. And Pippa Katayi. The same thing he said in the Shev Shemaitre, which I spoke at previously. But the Ktsais, there are two types of Ein Adam Eitzem Atzmei Rasha. There are two kinds of Ein Adam Eitzem Atzmei Rasha. There's one Ein Adam Eitzem Atzmei Rasha where a person says about himself that he's a Apostle Eidus. He's not believed. Ein Adam Eitzem Atzmei Rasha. You claim to be Apostle Eidus, you don't believe. Ein Adam Eitzem Atzmei Rasha. There's a second Ein Adam Eitzem Atzmei Rasha. The person says he did an Avla. Megami, the Avla itself, he's not believed. to say that he did an avla, regarding that avla itself, he spoke about, which we spoke about in regard to the Shechna. So a person says that someone said, "Will kill me if I don't bow down to Abba Yisrael," so I bow down. He was supposed to be hard by Abba, and he was over. He bowed down to Abba Yisrael because someone threatened to kill him. So the Tzai says there also. He doesn't become a puffle. He doesn't become puffle. So if the person bowed down to Abba Yisrael by Inis, he shouldn't have done it. He don't become a puffle for that. Ah, you're not believed. Verse 7 of the Amid Aleph, that if you sign a full shah according to your papa, that you heard by Yahweh, ain't other Mason Matsumi Rasha. That is the same thing. Then ain't other Mason Matsumi Rasha, if you say you did an Abba, we don't believe you. So someone said, that someone pointed a gun at me, that God has an Abba Yisrael. So we won't believe him if that has enough Gamina in Mammon. We won't believe him, he did the Abba. Ain't other Mason Matsumi Rasha. Obviously, bowing to an Abba Yisrael is not enough Gamina in Mammon. Not Gamina and Mammon, or a puppet case. Someone pointed a gun at him and said, sign the shekin. So we don't believe him, saying other Mason Matsumi Rasha. But that doesn't mean that he's a puppet lady. Does not become a puppet lady. This is what the Ksais learns from this case of Yishkan Be'al Asaha. Okay, I am going to stop here. I hope that you will not take an extended lunch today because shiur is over. You know what? You ever read about Pablo's dog? Never read about Pablo's dog? That's such a cool. That's at the college. I don't understand. You know what Pablo's dog is? They did an experiment where every time they fed this dog, they rang a bell. They rang a bell and then they fed him. They found, they would ring the bell and it wasn't time to eat, he would salivate anyway. He would think he's hungry. But in his mind, it's all dissociated, ringing the bell. I don't know why they have to go to Pablo's dog. They could have rang the bell in any school at recess time and they would have gotten the same. But that has to show that nobody didn't hear anybody to Pablo's dog. I'm just saying that just the shiur is over, I hope you'll go down and make a lady on the Gemara Bank.